It's your host, Holly, and it's time for a little teaser talk.
What's up, everyone? It's Holly with Teaser Talk, and we are live from Rocklahoma.
Hey, I'm Sean from Even to Death. What's up, motherfuckers?
Rocklahoma, America's biggest Labor Day festival, is back this September 1st through the 3rd in Prior Creek, Oklahoma. Pantera. Godsmack. Rob Zombie. Limp Bizkit. Plus Bush, Chevelle, Corey Taylor, Daughtry, Theory of a Dead Man, and more. Get passes and camping on sale now at rocklahoma.com. Presented by Bud Light.
What's up, everyone? It's Holly here, your host for Teaser Talk, and I am so excited because this is day two at Rocklahoma. The day has just begun, but yet the alcohol has already been entered into the system. We are here with the very Australian band, Snakebite Whiskey. Welcome, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Great. So, obviously, you guys are from Australia. What's Oklahoma like for you guys? What do you think about it?
Yeah, it's fucking epic. It's fucking great. It's rock and roll. It's a heart of fucking rock and roll. Fucking, yeah, man. So many fucking people listen to fucking rock and metal. That's fucking where it's all about for us.
Yeah, man. What can I say? You guys know how to party, and we took it easy yesterday, and we've just kicked it on stage, and we're going to fucking party on from here
so
on.
So you're saying today you're going to take it hard.
But it's your first like official festival, right?
No, in the U.S.
In the U.S.
Yeah,
okay, yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, we played festivals in the U.K. before, but yeah.
What were you warned about us?
Oh, that's a good question. We haven't seen that yet.
We've seen some of it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, you guys are wild, but Australians are pretty wilder than
we party
really fucking hard.
We're just not maybe warned about Danny. But our rules, we're just not as openly liberal as what you guys are here, and the size of everything here is just phenomenal.
Yeah, did you get that burrito in the food court? Did you try out the burrito at the food court?
A burrito? No. It was like, no, but he had a microwave burrito the other day, and it was like, shit.
Yeah, no. So what's your microwave food like then? I'm sure ours is terrible.
Ours is also shit. It's fucking...
They don't have, like, you can just warm it up. Like, it's a hot box. Like, it's just pies.
Already hot, ready to buy,
yeah,
ready to eat.
Everything is just rotating slowly. Same as the 7-Eleven with the hot dogs here, but it's just pies, sausage rolls, pizza subs and weird things. We don't have a microwave. You can just grab something and put it in. And that's all I had to say.
What do you think about Oklahoma women?
Yeah. Now we're talking. Yeah. No, they're fucking cool. They're cool as shit. Oh, you know. Yeah, it's been fucking cool.
It's so welcoming. Yeah, just couldn't have asked for anything more.
They're seemingly most of the same height, shorter than me.
All the same height. Dude, everybody's shorter than you.
Let me get some stilts and maybe we can talk. But so, you guys played earlier today. How did that go?
It was fucking epic. Yeah. It was kicked off. Crowd were really responsive and shit. Fucking, yeah, it was fucking cool as fuck. Yeah, we've been looking forward to this for fucking months to come fucking play Rocklahoma and shit. And yeah, it was just fucking... It actually probably exceeded our expectations of what we were going to do. Yeah. Like, we had a game plan and we fucking went out there and we delivered. Like, that's what we do. We just fucking got there. And we give everything we've got for however long we're on stage. We just lay it all out there. Fucking, yeah.
And you're used to the heat, so that wasn't a factor, right?
But yeah, it wasn't actually too bad. It was fucking, yeah.
Today was good.
Yeah.
I feel like today was better than yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was fucking murder, man. Yeah, it was fucking brutal. Horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
We got out yesterday, tried all of us. We mingled with the public. We just tried to meet and greet everybody. You know, just tried to tell them who we are, try to invite them along. So, yeah, thanks to anybody who come along and seen the show and stuff and any new supporters. So, yeah, it was cool.
Did you say Malong?
I said Along.
No, I think that's awesome that you guys are involved in the crowd because, you know, a lot of people, they're kind of hesitant or they're not very open. So that's awesome. We definitely appreciate you guys coming out with all the
Yeah, we had them singing the whole Aussie, 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 oi, oi, oi shit. Like, they, man, they and they were fucking it. And we got a kangaroo.
Can you do it right now, though?
What? Aussie, Aussie, Aussie?
Oi, okay. Oi, oi.
Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Oi, oi, oi.
Aussie, Aussie.
Oi.
Aussie.
Oi.
Aussie.
Oi.
Yeah, and that's it.
It worked better on stage with everything.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and we got a big fucking kangaroo, which is somewhere out in the festival now. Cool.
Someone's a lucky owner with signatures.
Cool Sleezeroo.
Well, speaking of animals.
Yeah, you got guys. You guys got the fucking koalas.
We got them all the way from Australia.
Yeah, whoa, be careful.
And we don't give those out to anybody.
Oh, oh no, 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 no. Well, like yeah. But if we go out there and everyone in the crowd has one on, I'm going to be a little offended. I'm not going to lie.
We don't have like 30,000 koalas.
Yeah, just throw them out. That's funny.
That's one of the only things you won't kill me in Australia, by the way. I've only got one thing to say, really.
Yeah, what you got?
All this time we did the interview, I've been hiding behind the Jack Daniels bottle. You can't see me. It's great.
Oh my gosh.
There's Danny!
Sorry. Sponsored by Jack Daniels.
Well, if Jack wants to talk to us, we would love to chat.
We're definitely open for a bit of sponsorship. Yeah.
So now that the camera can see you, what's been the highlight of the festival for you?
Oh, for me?
Yeah.
Not yet, he wants to see Nemeth. I think just playing for that nice big PA system and all the technicians today and just nailing it for us and helping us out. And I'd like to have a big thanks to Jay, our singer, and the bass player, Stacey.
What's your name?
Without the drummer.
Without these two guys, this just wouldn't have happened.
Wouldn't have happened.
Jay's put so much into this.
Wouldn't happen for me.
And Stacey.
This guy's got a lot of history in Australian music. He's played a lot of support acts for Motorhead and Air Supply and a lot of other people in the past. So he's a bit of a gem for us.
Yeah,
as I'm sure the people on stage see, not only can we kick it, but he adds that bit of pepper on top and just finishes it all off.
He's probably the best lead guitarist in Australia, without a doubt.
And we're not
it's a big call, but yeah. No disrespect to any other Aussie musos, but fuck him.
He's what I call a free musician. He's that experienced, that good, that he's just free on the instrument, so he doesn't need to think about it.
Well, I know what an honor to be in your presence. Yeah, sitting in. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Where are you headed to next?
Party.
Professionally. What's your next gig?
Party. That's what we're heading to New Orleans after this, and then we'll be playing there on Thursday. Then we're playing Houston on Saturday, and then we're playing LA Sunday, and then we're heading home.
And a couple more days, and we're going to shoot back.
I'm playing you.
Unfortunately. But
are you homesick?
Not homesick, no, not necessarily. Miss family and stuff, but hey, it is what it is. But,
it's been awesome.
New Orleans is a wild town.
We're on the road, we're doing our thing. We're just, I know for me, and I'm sure I'm speaking for the boys, we're just pleased to meet everybody. Like we said, if we're rocking people out there, they get to know who we are. These guys, they recorded their second album like back in 2019, wasn't it? Something like that. And then and COVID hit, so they couldn't tour. In that time, they lost the guitarist, Danny joined, they lost the drummer, I joined. We're now out sharing the love again, you know? Trying to help these boys and doing the thing, yeah.
I saw the love. Yeah, that's
you.
Awesome. Can I be a little self-serving, just real quick?
Yeah.
So my daughter is going to be 28 tomorrow, and she's mad because I'm here and she's not. Could you wish Nikki a happy 28th birthday?
Nikki?
Nikki.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Nikki.
Yeah. Happy 28th birthday.
Have an awesome 28th.
Happy 28th, Nikki.
Thank you. Maybe she won't be as mad at me now.
Maybe.
Right.
You do not look like you got.
Yeah, I was
going to
say.
I was like, what the fuck?
It's all this clean living I do.
I was just computing.
Where
going,
the fuck did that come from?
It's sweet.
I was like, you going to say, no, I've got like a 10-year-old.
Rocking hard.
Before we let you guys get back to partying, is there any kind of updates you can give our listeners, like maybe new music coming out? I know obviously you guys have some things on the road recently. What else does the end of 2023 look for you guys and the beginning of 2024?
Yeah, so we're going to be back in studio next year.
Nice.
We record our third album. But in the meantime, followers and shit on social media, streams on whatever, Spotify, buy a CD. We got two full albums out, The Side of Hell and Black Candy. But yeah, next year we'll be in the studio recording the third album and then, yeah, back on the road again. And hopefully back in the USA. Hopefully back at Rock
Hopefully
on
so.
Home.
Absolutely.
We'll see you next year.
We'll
definitely
see
you next
year. Absolutely. We would love
Can
to
we
come
end
back.
This episode with all of us taking a sip of whiskey?
I knew you were going to say that.
Ooh, what?
Sip of whiskey.
Of course.
All right, Brandy, start it. Take see, a bottle, pass it around.
Because we're snake bite whiskey.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel the snake
Put
bite
the whiskey
right
in
now.
Snake bite whiskey, right? Okay, that was a big one, man. Save some for the rest of us. Oh my gosh.
It's got a sip.
It's all right, we got two more to crack.
Yeah, we got two more of these. So we're gonna...
The only reason that one's not finished is because we took a very easy last one.
Is there an Australian whiskey? Or are you just all...
Probably, yeah. There you go, hard.
Hey, it's not good. Oh, it's not good.
It's amazing.
Rest is all yours, Stacey.
Awesome.
Well, sorry. No, you're good. Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Make sure you guys follow Snakebite Whiskey, social media, Spotify, however it is. Or you can follow them in the streets too. It's an open invitation.
We're taking photos. We took GoPro footage. We're hopefully, maybe when we write something in the future, we may even use some of that footage,
yep.
Some of this footage,
absolutely,
and maybe a future video clip that we might do, or yep. Even some sort of bio or something. It's what we're thinking of.
Holly wants to be in your next video.
I love it. Yeah.
Contact.
If you need a background weird person that's creeping at the bar, I would be the person for that role.
Oh, I
just
thought you were
saying.
Gonna say him,
but. No, me. It's me. I'm the creeper that cornered the bar. But anyways, thanks guys. Thanks guys so much
thank
for being
you.
On. I appreciate
much.
It.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye guys.
Thank you.
My gosh, thank
enjoy
you
your
so
weekend.
Much.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Teaser Talk. Head over to teasertalk.com to subscribe so you don't miss out on another episode. Until next week, keep rocking.